Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, your guide for the next few minutes to take you along a meditation journey that will really help you to start your week and can help you start every day. Now, each week there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So this week's focus is moving into self-power awareness. And if you're ready, let's go ahead and make sure that you're sitting in a chair or someplace comfortable where your back can be straight. Your feet are on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths. Allow yourself to inhale from the tips of your toes all the way up through your legs, up through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily. Do not force the breath as you release that air, and take another deep breath from the tips of your toes, going all the way up through your body. Feel it moving all the way to the top of your head, and gently exhale, releasing the breath. Very good. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk, and you are very strongly connected to this tree trunk. And the roots of this tree trunk go all the way down through layers of earth to the center core of the earth, where the roots of the tree trunk are embedded firmly and strongly. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble that's 18 inches all the way around your body. 18 inches over your head, under your feet, in front of you, behind you, and all around you. And that this bubble, it is your aura, which is an electromagnetic energy field. It's part of your life force energy and your mind. And allow this bubble to have an eggshell consistency for a little bit of stiffness and protection. And imagine it is a beautiful golden color vibration. A beautiful golden color vibration. And if you're not able to envision or imagine very well, know that what you intend is happening. Use the intuitive senses that you have in knowing that you are indeed able to do this. Now imagine a giant violet flaming wall outside of your aura bubble in front of you, about 3 feet. And this flame is burning from the ground up, a nice, large, flaming, violet wall. And just continue to breathe nice and easily. Don't force the breath. And as you breathe easily and effortlessly, yet deeply, we're going to start clearing the chakras. There are 7 chakras along the spine, and each chakra has its own information that it provides, so that all the chakras are balanced together to create health and wellness on an emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level. So as you focus now on your first chakra, located at the base of your spine, at your tailbone, I want you to simply take deep, easy breaths And as you exhale out through that first chakra, you're releasing and letting go of any energy that would block you from your absolute health and well-being. And as you release this energy, no matter who it is, no matter what it is, no matter the belief system, no matter the past experiences, no matter what you're going through now in the way of finances or health, home, family, you may let go of whatever does not serve you at this time. And as you release it, the violet burning flame will receive that energy. It will even gently pull that energy from you so that you no longer need to hold on to it. So continue to breathe through that first chakra, releasing all the energy that would keep you from completely being in a place of taking care of yourself in the way that you absolutely desire to live, no matter what that might be. These are all forms of energy, and energy is constantly moving. Energy is constantly changing and shifting. And what no longer works for you from before, you want to let go of to make room for what does work for you in this present moment. And as you continue to breathe, put your attention on your second chakra, which is located 2 inches below the belly button. Again, it's along the spine. And as you inhale and exhale out through that chakra, release any emotional energy and feelings that are associated with it, particularly fear, and the feelings associated with fear, no matter what it is, from anger to depression, from grief to resentment, no matter what it is, let it go. And intend that you're letting go also of any and all sexual energy in your space at this time, whether it's with a partner that you've had for a long time or multiple partners. Even if you've never been with a partner, there are people that have in some shape or form seen you as a very sexual being. And you want to let go of that energy that even someone else has placed there, unbeknownst to you. But nevertheless, we pick up energy in all sorts of ways, not even realizing it. So here's the opportunity to let all of it go, and to let go of all the emotions, particularly those associated with negative past experiences, with any kinds of trauma, with belief systems that are no longer working for you. Let it all go. Just simply breathe. That's all you have to do. Don't effort with it. Just breathe. Intend you're releasing it at this moment, and the violet flame is accepting it and even gently receiving, pulling it from you. And put your attention on your third chakra. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. That's located behind your stomach. And release any energy from this chakra that would in any way keep you in a place of lack of control. Lack of control of yourself, where maybe someone else or something else has control over you. Maybe a job, particular person. Maybe some creditors. Could be a landlord. Could be a relationship. Family members. Whatever it is that you feel has control over you, let that go right now. and let go of any energy where you may feel you have to have control over it or over that person. And let go of any addictions and behaviors that are patterns you don't need or you no longer want at this time. As you breathe in and out of this chakra, just let it go. And put your attention on your fourth chakra, which is located behind your heart. And let go of any energy that would in any shape, way, or form block you or stop you from loving yourself. If you have blame for yourself, if you often find yourself in a place of negative personal self-talk, if you receive and accept the responsibility of everyone around you for their poor behavior or their poor way of being, and you take it on because you feel that's what you should do to be a better person, let all of that go. Let go of not forgiving yourself or not forgiving someone else. Let go of any anger or even feelings of hatred you may have for someone else or something else in any way. Just let it go. As you breathe through that fourth chakra behind your heart, very good. And put your focus on your fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat. And let go of whatever energy is there, no matter what it is. Just let it go. Breathing through that fifth chakra, release any energy that would keep you from expressing the full essence of who you are as spirit. This is the chakra of self-expression, the chakra of creativity and communication in many ways. Just let go of that energy. If you believe that you have not communicated well about something, or if you feel you've said too much, let all of that go and any of the guilt that might be around it. Release any energy that seems to block your creative flow, whether you are a creative artist or you're a person who is creating a family, creating a lifestyle, creating a business. Whatever way you create, however you use your creative energy, just let go of that which may try to block or stop you. Things that may have been said in the past, again, experiences that you've had that have not been fully in alignment with your creative flow, with your true expression of self. And put your attention at your sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head. And begin clearing your sixth chakra. This is also known as the third eye. And this is a great place to release any energy where you may have a perspective about yourself, about others, and about life that has judgment around it, that has any sort of opinion one way or the other. Let it go. From divine source, God perspective, everything is perfect just the way it is. And what that means is that every energy has its own purpose, no matter what it is. Just let it go. Very good. Continuing to breathe. And as you do, breathe and exhale out through your seventh chakra, which is located on top of your head. And this chakra is a chakra of knowing. To be still and know what you know, what you know. And allow any thoughts, doubts, uncertainty, repetitious thoughts that are negative in nature and keep you stuck, let them go. Let go of the need to rationalize, intellectualize. Let that go. Let go of analytical thinking for this moment in time. Each of them have their own place when needed. It does not have to be a continual, constant way of being or thinking. And it doesn't matter what comes up, whether that's a grocery list of some kind, whether it's how your day is going to flow, who you need to call, or what's taking place later this week. Just let it all go and be in this present moment here and now. Make sure those breaths are deep, effortless, easy. And as you continue to breathe, release any energy that might still be in your aura bubble, letting it go. Remember, the flame will actually take hold of that energy once you simply release it. And if you are seeing images, feeling feelings, having sensations, let it go. There's no need to have to think about it, wonder what it is, rationalize it, analyze it, intellectualize it in any way. Just let it go. Very good. And now, I'd like for you to put your focus at your third chakra, behind your stomach, as we focus on self-power awareness. And this chakra is your power center. It's the area where you, as spirit, are able to move in and out of your body. This is where the seat of the soul lies, where the true luminescence of your soul is able to shine through you from your real power. It's not a forced demeanor type driven energy that the ego often attempts to push or make its way known. So as you take deep and connected breaths, begin to clear all forms of energy that prevents you from stepping into your real power. Just breathe easily through your third chakra as you focus on this area. The violet flame out in front of you is happy to welcome all that you give it and more. All the energies, like the need or compulsion to control everything and everyone, not necessary anymore. Any energies that are addictions, whether it be food, sex, drugs, constant stimulus, negative ways of thinking or behaving, whatever the addiction, this is the perfect opportunity to let it go. As you inhale and exhale, easily and effortlessly, let go of energies like being controlled by others or giving up control over yourself and your desires. This is the same thing as being a martyr. Let go of that energy as well. Deep, easy breaths as you let this energy go. Let it fly out of your third chakra into that violet flame. And now I would like for you, out in front of you, and beyond the violet flame, see an image of yourself. See an image of yourself going beyond that violet flame. And yes, you can see through the flame. See that image of yourself standing out before you. And see yourself in as much detail as you possibly can. That means to see yourself completely nude. Whether you like the way your physical body looks or not, it doesn't matter. You're seeing the image of you that truly is your light body. This is your soul, which looks a lot like your physical body. So see yourself fully and completely on the other side of that violet flame. You're looking through it and seeing yourself. Now imagine between your third chakra, which is located again behind the stomach, and your light body's third chakra, the image of you on the other side of the flame, that there's a silver cord connecting you both, connecting you and your light body to one another through the third chakra. That cord actually runs through the violet flame, and as it does, it's being purified by the flame. From one end to the other. It's being purified of any energy that keeps you from experiencing your real full power. So simply look at yourself with this silver cord that is going from your third chakra to the third chakra of your light body. As the flame is completely purifying it, and that cord is letting go and dumping, if you will, into this flame, everything that stands between you and the full essence and power that your soul, that your light body actually has and gives you. Watch as images, feelings, thoughts, beliefs, past experiences, future anticipations, sensations, fear, daydreams, and night dreams, and all manner of energy that's ready to be released, they're pouring into the flame like water down a drain. And continue to breathe as this energy is cleared. Now imagine a luminescent, pearlescent, golden, seven-pointed star. A seven-pointed star shining brightly in your third chakra. Don't get caught up in where the points are and how it's supposed to look. Just intend. Just simply envision a seven-pointed star, a beautiful, pearlescent, golden, luminescent, shining star in your third chakra. It's illuminating the entire area. It's so bright, so beautiful, that its rays are penetrating all of your chakras. You can see the rays and the light from this star shining through chakras 1 and 2 and shining through 4, 5, 6, and 7. Of course, your third chakra is completely illuminated with this beautiful 7-pointed star. This is the divine star of heaven, the divine star that is at the highest vibration that one can have. It is an actual wonderful gateway of heaven that will allow the essence of your power to fully be seated in a way that allows you to be at your full best self. And all of these chakras are being flooded so completely, the light can't even contain it. It's so bright and so powerful. Experience this light fully. It's really clearing everything throughout your chakras like a fire. All energy and any energy that's in your space that in any way would block your self-power. Just let it go and shine through and clearing out everything that stands in the way of your light power. It's the light that dictates to the ego, stay in your place. There will be no more force because I am in my full power. Now allow yourself to become saturated with this 7-pointed shining light star and take a moment to experience what's happening in your space right now. Continuing to breathe, remembering to take that breath. And now gently begin to see your light body on the other side of the violet flame with the cleansed cord walking through the flame towards you. See your light body moving all the way through that flame and continuing to move closer to you until it's right in front of you, cord and all. Say hello to your light body. Give yourself a great big smile, a hug, a kiss, a warm greeting and welcome of love. And tell your light body, your soul, I love you. Say thank you for providing me with the strength, conviction, certainty, presence, ease, and flow of my real, true power. And now see your light body walk into your physical body through the third chakra. The cord should still be connected. This cord is your connection until the time you decide to leave the body permanently, until the time that you actually cross over to the other side. For now, your light body and soul is in your physical body and is one with you. Feel the power of your light body. Feel the boldness of who you are. Feel the secure contentment of who you are. Feel the quiet ease that is simply your power, remaining steadfast in who you are. Your light body or soul is in your third chakra, standing in the middle of that bright star, enhancing the luminescence of your third chakra. And your entire space is fully illuminated 100-fold. Now, I don't want you to get concerned if you're not able to fully imagine it or completely feel it or sense it. Know it is fully and completely a true reality that your light body soul is in your physical body. It is fully allowing you to be aware of your self-power. It is not boastful. It is not forceful. It is not aggressive. It simply is. And from this moment forward, you can utilize your self-power in a way to command what is significant for you. And know that what's for you is also what's best for others around you. Now see your third chakra as a beautiful, gorgeous lemon yellow color vibration. Your third chakra is a beautiful lemon yellow color vibration. And surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. A huge, bright, golden sun, and I want you to absorb all of this sun, as much of you can, as much of it as you can, as it just moves into you, absorbing it all. Very good. And I want to thank you for being with me on this morning miracle meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me or Center of Light Miracles, the classes, programs, workshops, and services that we offer, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org. And until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.